Hello, and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you intense, or have a fiery temperament? Well, today's gospel is for you. Jesus calls 12 disciples, and he gives some of them new names. Now, most of you know that Simon was renamed Peter, which means rock. But then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, it says that Jesus gave them the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. The common interpretation is that James and John were named Thunder because of their stormy and thunderous temperaments, as evidenced by Jesus rebuking them on two occasions in the Gospels for their misplaced passion and enthusiasm. And as Jesus called Saint Peter to be the rock and head of the church, despite denying Jesus three times, so also does Jesus call James and John to be leaders of the church, despite their apparently fiery personalities. St. James, for example, according to St. Clement, said that during James's martyrdom, the soldier that was tasked with James's execution, when he saw his zealous courage, realized what he was doing, repented, and asked James for his forgiveness. Then the soldier himself confessed belief in the Christian faith, and he himself received the crown of martyrdom along with St. James in the year 44 AD. Throughout the Bible, even God himself is quite thundery. The Lord in the Psalms is described as mightier than the thunders, and that his glory thunders upon the waters. And finally, one of the fathers of the church, Saint Basil, in a homily on today's gospel said, "When the gospel is preached like eloquent teaching, it is like thunder to the soul." I guess we could use with a little bit more thunder in the church today. Let us pray for that. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.